Welcome to the Max Living Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Dr. Nick Wilson.
I'm Dr. Tracy Gross. On this podcast, we have conversations about health. We talk about what it is, where it comes from, and really how you can achieve it for yourself and your entire family.
Hey, I hope you really enjoy this episode on the Max Living Podcast. Welcome back to the show. This is Dr. Nick Wilson and my co-host, Tracy. Excuse me. Man, Dr. Tracy Gross. And we were just talking about why one gets sick and why one does not get sick. You expose a room of the same bug, same virus. Some people get sick, some people don't. You know, two genetically identical twins get exposed to the same virus. One responds one way, one responds very different. Genetically identical. Why is that? And we talked about that there's a vast difference from the way we function within our bodies. And that really is the secret to health is optimal functioning. And it's not always about the variant. It's not always about the bug. It's not always about the virus. In fact, it's usually more important to study the host rather than the bug, rather than the virus. However, when it comes to your body's function, there are things that you can do right, and there are some things you can do very wrong to cause your body to function irregularly or cause dysfunction in the body. And you and I were just talking about, yes, we understand the nervous system is the most important system in your body, but there are some things that we do on a regular basis as a society that absolutely destroys the nervous system. Mm-hmm. And so it's really the five steps to destroy your nervous system.
True, but we could also spin it the other way and we can say five steps to enhance the function of your nervous system.
I like to say like the five things you're killing yourself with daily that you've got to stop doing.
Tough love.
So maybe you can be good cop, I'll be bad cop on this one, okay?
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
So your nervous system controls everything, yes?
Yes.
All right, and it's the most important system in your body, yes?
Yes.
Okay, well, people don't know that. Mm. You know, if you ask people what's the most important system in your body, what do they say? You and I ask that question all the time.
Yeah, they'll say like your heart.
Right. Well, what happened? Okay, so here's the deal. When do they pronounce you dead? When your heart stops beating or when your brain stops? Right? Mm-hmm. When, you know, think about this. When somebody, you know, you and I have had to do CPR and get recertified for CPR a lot. You can keep the heart pumping by just pushing on it. Mm-hmm. Right? You can inflate the lungs by, you know, doing mouth to mouth. But when your brain stops, you stop, right? Mm-hmm. So the nervous system is the master control that makes up the brain and spinal cord. Yet it's not just a mechanistic brain that sends a message down a cord like a wire. You know, this is information that is passing to and from organs. Your organs, when they're in trouble, sending a message back to the brain to tell the brain to send the immune system responses or the pro-inflammatory responses to then send those whether it's cytokines, whether it's the nutrients, or whether it's cells, to then send those signals to repair the tissue, to heal the tissue. And then it's just this constant loop, this constant communication that is happening to your body, from the brain to the body, back and forth. Yes.
Yes.
Did you follow that? And yet, it's the most neglected system in modern healthcare. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Like, any other system that someone could name as the most important system in the body, it's controlled by the nervous system. Mm-hmm. So once again, getting back to that master control center. We need to make sure that the nervous system is strong, that it has integrity, because it controls literally everything else in the body.
That's right.
That's our starting point.
That's the starting point. Now, there are some things that we can do to damage the nervous system, right? There are some things that we can do wrong on a daily basis that will just absolutely make this more hard. It's going to create a scenario where it's more work than necessary. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just you're making it hard on yourself, people. Mm-hmm. And there are five things that you can do on a regular basis. Yes, to make it hard on yourself, but also make it easy on yourself to function at your best, to live at your best. Some habits that you can start to incorporate that will make your life easier, because you'll be functioning better and function optimally. One of them is actually a toxic mind. What do I mean by that? Like, your thoughts have a huge influence on how your nervous system responds day in and day out, right? So these toxic thoughts or negative emotions of fear, anxiety, depression, worry, right? These are all things that cause your nervous system to ramp up unnecessarily to be in that fight or flight or freeze state where your nervous system really is not balanced the way that it should be. Mm-hmm. And I say fight, flight, or freeze because why? Because that's one part of your nervous system that is intentionally there that when you're in a stressful situation, say the mama bear in the woods, this example that we use sometimes, that you see the mama bear in the woods, you come, you know, you're rounding the corner in the woods and boom, there's a bear, a big one, mm-hmm. protecting your cubs. Well, there's a part of your nervous system that kicks into gear to get you out of there very quickly, right? That's right. Your sympathetic nervous system. That's mm-hmm. that fight, flight, or freeze. That's okay, mama bear in the woods. That's okay in that situation. But
it's actually really important in that situation because you need your sympathetic nervous system to kick in order to send blood to your arms and your legs. You're not necessarily wanting to be digesting your lunch while you're trying to run away from a bear, right?
Yeah. Okay. So another example, because it's fresh in my mind. My burglar alarm goes off at 3:15 a.m. Right.
Yeah.
Like last night. This is fresh. And here I am stumbling out of bed. I feel like I have the worst planning and tactical methods to address a burglar entering my home at 3:15. Like I stumbled out there like a caveman, just like bumbling and eyes barely opened. But the closer that I got out of my room, all of a sudden I realized, oh, crud, like my burglar alarm is going off. My innate instinct was to go straight there and not necessarily go to, I want to tell everybody in case they really think about breaking in, not go to my guns. Like Dr. Nick's an easy target. Nope, got guns. But as soon as I crossed that threshold, all of a sudden now my heart rate is up. I could feel like my blood pressure, like, oh crap. Like I could feel like this tingling into my arms and into my toes. Like, oh man, are we about to have to, is this going to get real here? Turns out it was a smoke detector. You know, I learned that my smoke detector is tied to my alarm and it sounds the same. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But that's a fight or flight situation. Like all of a sudden my physiology changes, right? Mm-hmm. Well, your physiology changes with your thoughts. Right. Your physiology changes with your emotions, which with what you might perceive as stress when it's not really stress. Mm-hmm. Right. Maybe it's that relationship issue that you're having that is just constant stress. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's that, you know, especially during this COVID world where you can't see your loved ones and they're saying, hey, you've got to get this shot to be able to be around me or be able to see me. And or you've got to get this shot in order to be employed here. Or you've got to, you know. Whatever that thing is in this world that we're living in, I'd say there's probably more stress, emotional stress right now than there typically is. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's even the constant passive inundation of information, like the news, the magazines, websites, all of those things. None of that is fueling a restful state in your mind. Mm-hmm. So now more than ever, we have to be so intentional with protecting our mindset and making sure that we do not have toxic thoughts.
Yeah, I like that word you used, restful mindset, restful. You know, when you carry joy and peace and be intentional with what you do allow into your mind, then you really are protecting your mind and you're putting your body into the state and your mind into the state of when you walk into any situation that you're walking in there with joy and peace and rest. And you and I know it's bigger than just being intentional with what you read and what you listen to and all that stuff. But mm-hmm. there are some basic habits that you can do to help yourself there and some things that you can do very wrong. And one of those things doing very wrong would be waking up with the news.
Yes.
Waking up with and exposing yourself to the social media news, because that's also another form of news that can cause stress. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the pastors that you and I like and listen to talks about social media and how oftentimes social media can also give this perceived idea that everyone else's life is awesome. Mm-hmm. Right,
it's the highlight reel.
Well, that's what he said. He said mm-hmm. you're comparing your day to day to everyone else's highlight reel. Mm-hmm. And it's just not accurate. You know, that person who's posting that selfie and looks great, they found perfect lighting, mm-hmm. right? That person who's on that vacation, that may have been their life might be miserable outside of that vacation, mm-hmm. right? You just don't know. And so protecting what you see, protecting what you listen to, that's just some good foundational basics. And yes, there's more depth to that with your spiritual understanding and spiritual walk. And yes, that's probably only addressing symptoms of larger issues. The underlying issue could be that that person doesn't have a strong relationship or doesn't have great spiritual depth or understanding, or needs to explore in more than one ways. But setting some good standards and some basic rules for yourself on how you wake up and what you expose yourself to and what you allow into your life mm-hmm. is positive. Okay, so that was number one, was mindset. Mm-hmm. Number two is toxic materials in the form of what goes into your body. Mm-hmm. You know, so how can you really damage your nervous system? Well, start feeding yourself things that are pro-inflammatory, food that the body does not recognize, food that's been manufactured, food that's been genetically modified, food that is toxic. Like, that is a great way to damage your nervous system. Because think about this. Your brain is made up of cholesterol and fat. Your nervous system is coated, this myelin sheath, with fat. Your cells have a double lipid bilayer, so two layers of fat all around them. And so how your body works is through these macronutrients. And you think about this from fats and carbohydrates, and you think about proteins, but yet it's not just the macro, it's also the fact that your body runs on these micronutrients, these individual materials like the vitamins and minerals and these coenzymes, these cofactors that you only get from life-giving food, what we call God food.
Yeah. I think all of that can be kind of complicated. Proteins and carbohydrates and fats and vitamins and minerals and everything. It's a lot. It's a lot to take in. And it's easy for maybe us to talk about because we have studied it and we kind of operate in that world. But I think we can boil it down and make it super simple and say what we usually say is you eat food from the earth mm-hmm. and stay away from packaged processed foods. Mm-hmm. When you are getting your produce, you want to eat organic as much as possible. And really ask yourself before you sit down to eat something, before you put anything in your mouth, is this food going to give me life or is it going to cause death?
Just
plain and simple.
Is it going to kill you?
Yes.
No, it will over time. Think about this, because people, they're like, I don't know about that. You know, I don't know if what you eat really even matters. And it's not how they usually say it. They just kind of dismiss good quality nutrients mm-hmm. and they go on living. Mm-hmm. But think about this. There is a vast difference between somebody who is eating bologna sandwiches and white bread, AKA prisoners, because that's what, you know, you study prisoners. Why do they have such a short lifespan? Why do it's because they're new. Think about this. Their lifestyle is so toxic. They're not only in this little cell, they're not only not enjoying life, but the food that they're eating, bologna sandwiches, white bread, they're not eating good quality nutrients and they age prematurely. Mm. They also, they suffer with chronic sickness and they die early. Mm-hmm. And so consider this, what goes into your mouth becomes a part of your body. Mm-hmm. What goes into your mouth becomes a part of your body that ends up becoming part of your cells, part of your makeup. What do you want to become a part of your body? Do you want that bologna sandwich and white bread to become a part of you? Mm-hmm. Right? You know, think about the difference between an apple and a bologna sandwich. Like, what do you want to become a part of your body? What do you want to not only fuel your body like a gasoline tank, but it actually becomes a part of you? If you had a Ferrari, as an example, and you knew that that gas was going to become a part of the engine and actually going to be in, like, inside of the engine and actually absorb into the engine, it's what's going to not only fuel that engine, but it's also going to become a part of that car. Mm-hmm. I think that you'd be very intentional with using the best possible gas at all times because of the investment of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. We've got this investment of the vehicle called our body that is our greatest asset. And what goes into the body becomes a part of the body. Mm-hmm. And that's also why we have to minimize our chemical and toxic exposures, from everything, because it's not just in the foods that we eat. It's in the drugs that we take. It's in the household cleaners that we expose ourselves to. It's in our water that we drink. It's in our pots and pans that we cook on. I mean, unfortunately, they are trying to poison you from all these different sources everywhere. Mm-hmm. Industry is, because it's cheaper. It's easier. It's easier to manufacture. It's quicker. And if you think about it, if it all goes down to the bottom line in the buck, then and we have this obligation to shareholders as big industry, then we have to make it cheaper, we have to make it faster, and we have to get you to buy it. Mm-hmm. And so if you think about all these different factors, none of which are factoring in health and how this is going to affect you long term. Mm-hmm. And that's going down even to cosmetics.
Yeah, personal care products too. And I know it can get kind of overwhelming. We just named pretty much literally everything that you interact with on a daily basis, from the things that you're using to cook with, the food that you're eating, the clothes that you're wearing. But there are different and better options out mm-hmm. there. You just have to look for them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And being intentional. And that's why you just continue to plug into not only this show, but you can get on the podcast and listen. We've talked about this a lot on the podcast. You know, just type in Ask Dr. Wilson into podcast. Make sure you subscribe, because that's a great way to stay connected, to continue to build yourself up and learn. You don't know all this information and remember all of it, and it becomes a part of your life just by hearing it once. Mm-hmm. You've got to take action on it. And that's one of the ways you take action, is to get on the podcast or go to Ask Dr. Wilson. That's not right. You go to dr-wilson.com and you can see all the, you know, the shows and the episodes and everything there. That's a great way to stay plugged in. And one of the other points, as we're talking about this, because we're talking about the five things that either destroy or build up your nervous system, mm-hmm. right? Is how you move your body. So moving intentionally. Mm-hmm. So what does moving intentionally look like? Well, it's not just walking to the mailbox. It's getting your body out in the open air, ideally, and moving intentionally, ramping up your intensity. Now, when I say this, people are like, I can't do that. I've got a broken, you know, my hip was replaced because I had a broken hip, or I have knee arthritis, or I've got whatever it is, mobility issues. Listen, it might be you walk to the mailbox right now, but you set a goal to walk to the next one, mm-hmm. right? It might be that you're right now, you could barely get out there and ride even your three-wheel bike, but you're making it your goal to get out there and go further. And then what's ideal in this situation, when we're talking about intentional movement, is to get to the point where you can do enough to where your heart rate is increasing, ideally to 90% of its maximum, for you. And you can type in anywhere, what's my maximum heart rate and how do I calculate that? And you can type that into any search engine. It's based off of your age, and you can do that math. It's very simple math. Get up to 90% of your maximum heart rate, and you sustain that for between 20 seconds to a minute, and bring that back down. So rest all the way back down to close to where it was when you started, and do it again, mm-hmm. and do it again. And do it again. And you do that. And you can do it that as little as 12 to 15 minutes a day. And literally that influence on your physiology is profound. That influence on your nervous system is amazing. Like the fact that you're sweating oftentimes or breathing hard, there's so many physiological responses. Like we are designed to sweat and breathe hard and our heart rate going up with movement. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to do that. Even into our old age. Think about our ancestors that are picking berries and they're getting out there and they're having to go get their food. It's unnatural for us to sit and have our food be delivered to us and not move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I love that you mentioned interval training, getting the heart rate up and then backing off and up and backing off, because that's teaching your physiology. It's teaching your nervous system how to adapt. Mm-hmm. And that's the key to being healthy. It's whether or not your body is able to adapt to its environment. Mm-hmm. A healthy body is one that can adapt to temperature, like you said, to environment, to viruses. And an unhealthy body is one that can't.
That's right. The last point I want to make about this is, and I think the most important part of this, and oftentimes the missing link in healthcare in general, is the alignment of your spine. And let me give you an example. I had a person come in, is a patient who came in an initial visit. He was a CrossFit coach. Eight, amazing. So what that means, he was basically a personal trainer. He trains they don't call it a gym, they call it a box, but they train like high level athletes and people to do Olympic lifting and run really fast. And these people are generally pretty strong and pretty healthy looking.
Yeah.
He ate really well. He exercised every day, multiple times a day. He had a strong mindset. He really did. He was a coach. He was intentional with minimizing his toxins. He didn't even use deodorant, you know, that he was one of those types of guys. And yet here he was having all kinds of back pain. He had digestive issues and he had been to the doctor, the gastroenterologist. He had been put on acid reflux medications over time. He had also been diagnosed with irritable bowels. And so when he came in, we did a test of his nervous system. And the computerized scan, it reads the balance within the nervous system. And this thing should be even, you know, when you do a scan like this, these bars should be even. It should be close to the spine when you look at the computer readout. And his lit up like a Christmas tree, right? All over the place. Red bars, which is not a good sign. Anytime we see something like that, we immediately take x-rays to see exactly where the bones are positioned, where the nerves are being damaged. You know, what's the underlying cause of not just the back pain, but why is he suffering with health conditions when he's seemingly healthy everywhere else? Mm-hmm. Take x-rays. We see his lower back. So his L3, L4, and L5. Picture like an upside down question mark, right? His L3, L4, L5. Started to go straight and then boom, makes a left-hand turn and this big curvature was starting in his lower back. Now think about this. He's in his early 30s. He's putting weight on his back doing these Olympic lifts, like 225 pounds, and he's doing these snatches and overhead presses and everything else. He's putting all this additional stress, this additional weight on his lower lumbar spine, yet his lower lumbar spine is out of alignment. And sure enough, where do you think those nerves go? Into his bowels.
Yeah.
And so he's starting to feel some twinging down to his legs. Those are the same nerves that go down to the legs. Now, the thing is, you don't always feel this right when it starts. This, for me to be able to see what I was seeing on that x-ray, that didn't just like happen overnight. Like he was in a car accident or did a bad lift before. That had been developing probably since he was a kid. But right now, he's just now feeling it. And those nerves are just telling him like that warning sign, hey, there is something problematic here. And that's not, they're not telling you that so that you can go cover that up. They're telling you that so that you can change what you're doing and get to the cause and correct that. Mm-hmm. Your body's like begging you to do something different and help it.
Yeah.
And so the way that he helped it was to find out what was causing it and have a plan of attack to correct that. And that's what we do. And that's the last point is good alignment is necessary for proper functioning of the nervous system. It's not just necessary. It's what we call essential. Mm-hmm. It's essential. You've got to have good alignment for your nervous system to function properly because how could it not? Those bones are what surround and protect the brainstem, the spinal cord, and the nerves, and what allow your body to function at its absolute best.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And people may argue and say, well, I eat really well. I decrease all of the toxins in my life. I use only clean products. I exercise on a daily basis, so I'm good. I feel good too, so I'm good. But when we think about the nervous system, that's what controls how you absorb your food. You can eat all the kale in the world. You can eat all the broccoli in the world. You can decrease your toxins. But if your body isn't able to utilize what you're putting in it, then it's not going to produce the outcome you want. You're not going to be healthy. So that's why we say that the nervous system, the integrity of your nervous system, alignment of your spine is absolutely essential for your health.
Hey, I want to let you know about a new an exciting feature that we have to answer your questions. You've got questions, maybe we've got answers, and we've got a great way for you to submit your questions. So what you do, you have questions. Maybe it's about your health. Maybe it's about supplements. Maybe it's about next steps that you need to take, or you have just questions about something you heard on an episode. What you do is you go to dr-wilson.com, click on podcasts, and you can record your customized message right there. Keep it under 90 seconds, and Dr. Tracy and I will answer your question on upcoming shows. So go to dr-wilson.com and submit your audio question and listen for your answer.